every project with a lifetime service warranty. Siding Repair Systems at SidingRepairSystems.com.
Are you looking for an affordable vacation this summer? One extreme and exciting? Or a tranquil getaway? It's all here in Illinois South. Have your kids ever been to a real dairy farm? Picked your own strawberries or peaches? How about zip lining? Maybe a wine tasting? Or biking, fishing, or swimming? We have it all at lifesatrip.org. Sponsored by Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. And the Tourism Bureau's lifesatrip.org.
At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journey, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to what you've all been waiting for.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
All right, you folks out there know the words. Come on, gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Sing along. That's it.
They know the words. You didn't know the words.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I didn't mess it up. Gold dust that goes to your feet. I should know. After playing it for 30 years, something like that. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is very dark to the west. Meaning west of here, Westport Plaza. It's real dark.
I heard some crackling, too.
Now, I know that a lot of people have problems. I know there are people in the hospital, people who have illnesses, even diseases. But can you imagine what I'm going through right now? My Corvette has never been in the rain. I've had it 8 months, and it's never been in the rain. Look what I'm going to have to face today.
Didn't you watch the forecast?
Well, sure I did. But I just thought, I want to drive it today. It's just in water.
Let weather tell him
what
to do.
Yeah, that's right, Dale. Let weather or a wife tell me what to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just water. If you think about it, it's just water. It's got some dirt in it. It'll spot it. I can wipe it off. So it's coming, and it's really dark. And why don't we just go ahead and change the name of this town to Seattle?
No kidding.
Seattle, Missouri.
I'll take it, though.
You like a lot of rain?
No, I mean, I don't mind it with the temperatures that the way they are. And at least for the most part,
not miserable.
Recently,
a
shower will come through. It's almost like those Florida storms where a shour will come through and then it's over with in like an hour.
I just heard a commercial and thank the voice on the commercial for telling me. I never knew it was Illinois?
You didn't know that?
Illinois. I didn't know that. Yeah. Glad to learn
that. Is that the mile after Magnificent Mile one, I think?
You know who has a fantastic tourism commercial? Of all these tourism commercials, come to Kansas. Come. I saw one last night, and my wife and I both agreed, maybe the most creative tourist commercial I've ever seen, and it's for Illinois, and it's the little animated Abe Lincoln. Have you seen this?
No.
It's. I'm telling you, it's great. As a guy who appreciates something different and creative. It's sort of a little claymation.
He just tells you all the great things about Illinois.
All he says is, whoa. He goes and he looks at different things in Illinois. He goes, whoa. And then he moves on to something else. And he stands in front of the Abraham Lincoln something in Springfield and goes, whoa. It's so funny, but it does the job. It's showing you the highlights of, you know, Chicago, and it's just little animated Abe. Just everywhere he looks, it's, whoa. That's all he says, and then at the end it says, come be woed in Illinois. I'm telling you, hats off, top hats off. See what I did there, Abe Lincoln reference. Top hats off to the tourism
stove
people.
Stovetop he really had, didn't he? Wasn't that more of a
right,
stovetop?
You're right, it was a stovetop, not a top hat. There's a difference. Top hat isn't as tall.
That's right, he had the big tall one.
It's not stovetop either, it's stovepipe. A stovepipe hit.
Oh, that's right.
So, see, you thought you knew something? Don't you hate that when
you
think you know something
wrong,
and,
you really don't,
and then you realize you really don't know anything? I'd also like to announce.
I feel pretty good today.
Well, you should. You
just by shutting up over
I know. Well, I'm
give
not
it,
saying
give
a
it
word.
A, give it a couple minutes. You'll do something stupid. I would like to announce that I have now named and determined the second cutest slash hottest slash prettiest woman on television in St. Louis. Number one is Sandy Miller, and a close second is that cute Kristen Cornett on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah. She is really cute.
She is.
I'm going to start watching more weather. Wow, she's cute. And she's just not in a... You know how some women are hot and attractive? I got to be careful how I say this. In sort of a sleazy, slutty, you know, like hookery
right?
way. No, no. Fresh, pretty... looks like that if she just got out of bed, she'd still look great.
Glenn Sandy Miller, Zimmerman's kind of like that.
Oh, you know what, Dan?
There you go. You should have kept quiet over there.
It didn't take long. Didn't take long to say something stupid, not even funny.
Oh,
Glenn Zimmerman. Now, if you'd said Tom O'Neill, that'd have been kind of...
Well,
because he's a good-looking... Tom O'Neill has looked the same for 30 years.
Yep.
See, that's what happens... If you actually exercise and take care of yourself and work out. And I hate that. Because I'm a champion of Cracker Barrel and gravy and sitting down and watching TV. And I don't know. I'd much rather know that he lived like that, but I know he doesn't. We're going to have a guest on the phone who's not really a guest or a stranger to the show. And the reason he's coming on, and Dan's calling him now, it's Outdoors Ned. It's Ned Spurk. Ned just came back Sunday from Washington, D.C. He and his wife, Jennifer, took a trip to Washington. And I talked to him about it, and he'd never been there. And I said, well, I've been there once, and I'm not a city tourist type person. I've been there three times. If I never go back, great. I just don't like noisy, stinky, too many people pushing and shoving. And Washington, D.C., we took the kids. I'm glad we did. Saw a couple interesting things. Smithsonian, National Archives. Okay. Went to the White House. Okay. But if I don't go back, I'm okay with that.
It went to voicemail. I'll keep trying.
You got the right number?
Yeah.
His voice?
Yeah. It was his voice.
Maybe he's in a meeting or something. So I talked to him after he got back. I think Sunday or yesterday. I talked to him again today. And I could tell that he found it interesting, but like me, I can't wait to go back.
But
nothing that where you'll go, wow, that's one of the three greatest trips I ever took. But the reason I want him to talk to you, I can't believe he keeps going to voicemail.
Yeah.
He went to, now it's ringing. Maybe that's it. Ned's wife, Jennifer, at some point years ago, went to Italy. And while she was there, she met, if I got the story right, a couple of women. One is in her 60s, the other is 93. And they live in New York. And they said, if you ever go to New York, look us up, call us. So she kept their names, and she did. Now, Ned's on the phone. Ned, are you there?
I am here.
So far, I want to make sure I got this right. Your wife, Jennifer, when did she go to Italy? How many years ago?
Oh, it was just this last year.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't go. She went.
Well, her mother and she went, and they didn't want me around, apparently.
Well, we've been around you. We can understand you. Now, so I'll let you take it from here, but you just came back from D.C., and I think the way I described the way you felt about the trip, you're glad you did it. It was interesting, but it's not like, boy, I can't wait to go back. But you went to dinner with two women that she had met in Italy and said, if you're ever in Washington, I said New York, if you're ever in Washington, look us up. So she did, and you connected with these women, one in her 60s and one 93.
Correct.
And they took you and your wife to dinner at a very expensive restaurant in Washington, D.C., and they picked up the tab.
Yep.
Take it from there. Folks, I have never heard a story quite like this, and I've had some, like everybody, interesting things happen, but even Ned doesn't know what to make of this.
Are they related?
Are the women related?
No. No, they're not related. They were both delightful gals.
Now, how do they know each other? What's their relationship?
I don't know. They're just
lesbians, maybe. Maybe they're lesbians.
Yeah, that's weird. 60 and 93, you would think a daughter, mother, kind of, but no relation.
They live together?
No, they live in separate places, and just a couple of really nice gals.
Good friends.
Good friends. Met us in the bar, and drank, and we went to the table, and... it was an expensive restaurant. I think four of us was close to $600.
For four people, $600. Yeah. That's without the tip.
Wow.
That's right.
And thank goodness you didn't have to pay.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Folks, stay tuned. This gets so good. Go ahead.
And we're sitting there, and we're talking, just talking back and forth. And I ordered a halibut or something, and one of the gals...
Now, I got to interrupt you. There really is no other way to talk except back and forth, if you think about it.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of it.
You can talk forth and back, I guess.
So we're talking. And
you had a halibut. What did Jennifer
have? It is so impossible to tell a story.
I know it is. What did Jennifer? I want to get all the facts in. What did Jennifer have? What did she order?
She had shingles. Oh, no, wait. That was you.
Yeah, that was me. I had shingles. I still have them, by the way.
She had veal or something.
Okay, what did the old ladies have?
Both of the gals had Maryland crabs.
Ah.
And I mean,
did they get crabs when they were in Maryland? They got crabs? What does that have to do with the dinner?
They were itching the entire time.
Their sex life has nothing to do with it. Okay.
All
right, so you sit down, you order, the food comes, you start eating. Go ahead.
I start eating, and I'm about three-quarters of the way through my halibut, and the one gal had only taken a couple of bites.
Which
of
gal?
Crab.
Which gal, 60s or 90s?
60s.
In her 60s, okay.
I look over at her, and she has put her head down almost entirely onto the table.
All right.
And I'm, of course, curious. I'm thinking, what in the world? She's got a plastic bag in her hand, and she's throwing up.
Throwing up? Into the plastic bag.
Into the bag at the table.
Now, let me start. What's interesting, folks, about this is she came prepared to throw up.
Right.
She had the bag for that reason.
And I felt so sorry for her. I mean, she has obviously something. I mean, and later said something about acid reflux, but didn't say anything.
Now, this is about two bites into her meal, and she never said, excuse me. She just vomited in the bag, and then...
What did the lady of the 90s do? Well,
she was still talking.
She pooped in
a bag. She just kept talking and acted like, this is just normal. She does it. She pooped in a bag. Now you got a story.
Yeah. So I'm sure you and Jennifer kind of looked at each other at that point, right?
There's no reference made. She didn't say, I'm so sorry, or this is something I have to. Just went on like, okay. And then how many times, tell them how many times she vomited in the plastic bag while you're having dinner.
I would say three or four, and it was continuous. She never picked her head up from the table. It was just a continuous thing. I was trying to see what the heck it was. I mean, I didn't, and it was, she was just sick. And I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then after 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, she stopped and took the bag and tied a knot in the top of the bag.
All right.
Was it a clear plastic bag?
Yeah, it wasn't clear,
a shopping bag.
Goodness, but it was a plastic, one of the Walmart bags or a Target bag.
Oh my goodness!
But she came prepared with that, and at the end of the meal, the older woman got up to go to the bathroom, and the woman handed her the bag, and she said, "Here, get rid of this, will you?"
Handed her her vomit.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And I'm looking at Jennifer, and Jennifer's looking at me, and the waiter said, "Here, wait a minute, I'll get rid of that. What is it?" And she handed in the bag, and Jennifer mouthed the words, "She got sick."
So the
waiter went,
He offered, I'll take it until she tells, Jennifer tells him what it is, and then he just jumps back like, "Whoa, I'm not digging that. It's vomit."
I can't quit thinking about it.
Now, never once, here's what's weird, never once did either one of these women make a reference to it or say, she's really been sick or she has a condition. It's just like, this is just an everyday occurrence, and we don't even feel like we have to address it, which is just weird.
And we didn't talk about it. It wasn't like, this happens to me all the time. We just kept talking, and then... she said, I'll need a box for the rest of my food. And later brought a box over.
And another bag.
Another
Unbelievable.
I have never ever seen anything.
I talked to the dad this morning. He goes, I'm talking about Washington. He said, you know, I got to tell you, the weirdest thing happened. And then when he tells me the story, I thought, no, this is beyond just the weird. This would never happen again. And how can a woman do that in front of people?
Right.
And not apologize or say something.
Didn't turn around, just kept facing the table and was looking out of the top of her eyes to see if we were looking, and of course we were.
Now, did she make noise? Like, you know how some people, when they get sick,
he said it was
one,
just silent.
One little, and that was it. And the rest of it was like silent.
Now, was it, I don't want to be gross.
Yes,
but
it was.
Okay.
I know what you were going to say.
What?
Liquid.
Smelly?
Yeah, it was liquid. It wasn't solid.
Yeah,
so she wasn't bulimic. She wasn't tossing back up what she'd eaten.
No, this is something else.
And
so she would throw up and then just eat a couple more bites again and start eating again?
You didn't eat a couple more bites.
Here's where you and I are different, and my wife will tell you this. If that had been me, I'd have said, what in the world are you, what are you doing? What? Explain this to me.
So after the first time she threw up, she never had any more of her dinner.
Never had any more of her dinner. She threw up for 6 or 7 minutes. I mean,
six or seven minutes.
It was unbelievable.
Oh my!
And nothing strange happened in Italy, I guessed.
So then I checked, and my mother-in-law, who went to Italy with Jennifer, said, "Oh yeah, she had that problem over there as well."
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she got sick over there.
So every time she sits down to eat, she blows, not chunks, but liquid?
She's international.
International vomiter.
Not even what she's eating. She's before something.
Now, I'm surprised Jennifer didn't
see. She did not see it in Italy.
Okay.
I said to Jennifer, I said, what the heck? And she said, no, I never saw her do that. And so she was as surprised
what's amazing to me is you're across from her. She doesn't even turn away. She faces you and looks up and peers up over the bag as she's vomiting in front of you, looking toward you.
Well, you couldn't see the bag, though, right? It was on the ground?
The bag was right below the surface of the table.
She's leaning down, throwing up in the bag.
Why wouldn't she just leave the table?
Or at least say, I have a condition.
I have to throw up like every...
Every time I sit down to eat after two bites, I throw up for 7 minutes. Something.
She does this all the time.
And I felt so sorry for her because she was such a sweetheart. And she picked up the tab and everything.
And you know, you'd think the issue would have been with the 93-year-old. Like she uses blues's bladder control.
Right.
That's your concern.
Yeah.
Not the 60-something. Why, 60-something is young.
It was unbelievable. I can't stop thinking about it.
There's so many questions.
Magazine or something.
You know what, though? It gave you a great story now for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. That's what I always say. When things like this happen, you've got a story forever. For the rest of your life, which in your case is not that long.
Got a great story for about
a
week and a half. A
couple of years.
Oh, man.
Well, I had to let you tell it because I think people would have thought I was exaggerating since it didn't happen to me. And I don't exaggerate.
No, of course you don't.
That's the true story, the way it happened. And what was the name of the restaurant? Here's the other thing.
Barfatorium.
Certainly they, you know what, Dan? You're in timeout.
Okay.
Surely they couldn't see it because in a nice restaurant like that, had they seen what she was doing, they'd ask her to leave.
Oh, no. They couldn't see it. There's no doubt about it.
It was just on her lap.
She bent forward and put her head, like her forehead almost on the table.
Except
there was a little space there so I could see what was happening and what was shooting out of there.
She just does it as a matter of fact.
This is one of the all-time great stories.
She's not a heavy woman, I guess.
No.
In silence, too. I can't throw up. Anytime I've ever thrown up,
it's almost like it's not the regular kind of throwing.
Right.
And here's the other thing. If that happens all the time to the point you carry a bag, maybe you ought not to eat. Maybe you ought to be on some intravenous.
If it's acid reflux, I know what that is. Yeah, she needs to be on some kind of medication.
Port put in to have a liquid put right into your stomach is unbelievable.
I mean, to tell you, it was absolutely the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Well, of all the sites in Washington, for the rest of your life.
Oh.
You won't say, oh, the most memorable thing was the Iwo Jima statue, the Washington Monument, National Monument. It was the woman vomiting 7 minutes in front of us.
Crab chunks.
No, they weren't even chunks. It was he said it looked like coffee with cream.
Oh, you saw it? Coffee with cream?
No, there was about an inch between her face and where I could see it.
So as it's going into the bag, you see what's coming up.
Yeah.
And the waiter comes over. Would you like coffee? No! No!
No, I'm telling you, I could not have not said anything. Good for you for being able to hold. I would have just said, can you explain?
What
are you doing? What is this? Of course, then you run the risk. If you insult her, you'd have to pick up your own tab. And I get that at $600.
Well, that's it. I'm leaving. You're walking out of the restaurant.
Once she's paid.
What was that
then you
about?
Go, by the way, what was that disgusting thing you were doing? Well, Ned, it's a great story. While you're here, for anybody who's never been to Washington, what would you say was the one sight? The one thing. Are you talking to me?
No. Sorry, I was talking to Colin in the newsroom.
Don't talk to him.
Why? We had to.
What would you say was the one thing of all that you did or saw that jumps out, besides the woman vomiting, as the thing you'll remember most and was the best reason to go there?
The day we were there, they had the changing of the wreath as well as the changing of the guard.
At Arlington.
At Arlington, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and they had five platoons and a full band.
Okay, you just mentioned my number one attraction when we went was the changing of the guard. There was the wreath thing. That's the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You talk about precise, dedicated, focused, well-trained. Man, that elite squad of those guys, that is
remarkable. I mean, there's no way you could do it. You couldn't. I mean, they stand there and they take 21 steps this way.
Tap those heels. Yeah, it's you're right. I would agree with you there. Well, good story, Ned.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
See you later.
Ned Spurk, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that story?
That's fascinating.
It sounds made up, but it's not. Because the way he started telling, I just could tell he can't get this out of his
head. She must be vomiting the acid up. Because you get that where it, but you know,
why would you do that in front of people? Look, it's one thing to have a condition,
right?
But to not even maybe not apologize is the word. Just say, you need to know that I have to say something. Don't act like it's just as normal as the guy refilling your water.
It's like,
that's weird.
Spit
man.
And chew.
Oh man.
Well, Holly was in here.
She had a cup.
She had a bottle.
It's remember? Almost like
she
that,
spit
yeah.
into a bottle, and she said right away, "I hope you don't get it. I chew, and I have to spit." And the whole time we interviewed her, she spit very discreetly, you know, barely into the bottle. But at least she said, "Here's what's coming." Okay. Whew. All right.
Why don't you just lean over?
I believe now. I heard Dan's voice. I looked over. He's already gone in the transport.
No, it's Colin. Colin's in the weather.
Well, Dan's gone too.
Well, yeah. I don't know
where.
Where are you, Dan?
I'm in the bathroom. Yeah.
We have mics everywhere. Dan's in the bathroom, and Colin is in the weather center. Let's go down live to the KTRS Weather Center, where I bet there's a hubbub of activity. If we turn the mics on for the workers, Colin Jeffries in there. Colin, what is going on?
Well, thanks a lot, Frank. We just want to let everyone know there's a flash flood warning in effect for St. Charles County until 9:30 this evening, a flash flood warning. So low-lying areas more than likely will be underwater at some point. There's really heavy rain falling out.
And the first thing I said when I came in was, it is really dark to the west.
Yeah.
And it was. In my mirror, I was running from it. It was chasing me.
They're saying some areas could have an inch of rain in the next couple hours. So
Dan just walked in. Show them an inch so they get an idea. That's an inch right there. That's how much rain you're talking about. All right, Colin, it sounds like the girls are busy. Tell them we think they're doing a great job, okay?
Will do, Frank.
All right, Colin Jeffrey, everybody. That man is on it. He's on top of it. We're going to do some business, take a break, come back. Burke segment, your calls. You know how this goes. Also, it's Tuesday, so Colin has the newest, latest, greatest DVDs released, maybe some other entertainment news as well, as John Carney would say. APG, Associated Physicians Group. All pain gone would be those same initials. And that's what a lot of people think of when they think of Associated Physicians Group, is the pain that they had before they went to seek out these very professional, highly trained people. That pain's gone now. physical therapy and pain management centers. That's what they have in Illinois in three locations, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And probably their biggest program, which they offer in those locations, is something they also offer in Creve Coeur, and that's the alternative to knee replacement. I must know 10 people who've had knee replacements, as young as our friend Brian, who had both knees replaced, and he's in his late 30s. He goes on our trips with us a lot of times. A knee replacement's a big deal. Sometimes there's an alternative. And if anybody will know whether that alternative is right for you, it'll be the folks at APG. They're in the business of relieving pain and restoring mobility and renewing hope. Lower back pains, neck pain, shoulder, knee, elbow, carpal tunnel, migraine, headaches, all that stuff. So I don't know what you've been told about your pain and what can or can't be done about it, but I would certainly be interested in seeing what these folks say, because there just may be another way to go so that you can say goodbye to what's making your life so miserable and get your life back. Again, it's APG, Associated Physicians Group. The best thing you can do is go to their website, because they do a real good job of explaining exactly what they do, how they do it, where they do it. That is apgpain.com.
All right, with this rain moving in, it's going to cause problems, I'm sure, with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's already causing a mess out in the O'Fallon area. Now, you've got an accident. It's on westbound 70 after T.R. Hughes. Only the two left lanes are getting through, and they've just opened up the highway. The ambulance was there, so you've got a long backup that goes to almost to Cave Springs. Then after you go further out west, past Wentzville, out around Forestell, must be an accident. I don't have camera access, but I see traffic is jammed up both directions for about a mile. And then we had an accident that was just cleared on southbound 55 at 7th Street. That had traffic backed up onto the Poplar Street Bridge, and then westbound 55, 64 was slow from 4th Street. And if you're traveling west on Highway 40, traveling a little bit slow between Hampton and McCausland, but because of the rain, you're going to find slow pockets from 141 all the way out through Highway K. And this traffic report is brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Thousands of people have already participated in clinical research studies. You may also receive compensation. Visit testwiththebest.com to apply now. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, we check in with Dr. Brad Freeman for our medical news update. Kat Neville from Feast Magazine joins us with restaurant reviews. And tax reform advocate Grover Norquist calls in to preview his event in St. Louis. I'll have your local news updates twice an hour all morning long. It's McGraw Live, Wednesday morning, starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world.
Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-200-3695. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-200-3695. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-200-3695.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier & Thompson, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchens and Baths has great financing rates with any project. They have ding and dent appliances that can save you even more money if you're updating your kitchen. And in most cases, you'll never be able to see the ding or dent. They're located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier & Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Brailmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Brailmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Brailmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Do you own a small business? How much do you hate your phone system and those enormous phone bills? Dump them and get Uma Office, the business phone solution that easily connects to your internet and comes with loads of sweet features like a virtual receptionist to greet callers and direct them to the right extension. Plus, unlimited calling in the U.S. and Canada starting at only $19.99 a month. Look for Uma Office, that's O-O-M-A, at Amazon, BestBuy.com, or Staples, or visit Uma.com/office and make your office amazing.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Segment time. Do we have anything?
Yes, I have one thing.
Tim Weiland does too.
Peon spoke first. Oh, Tim Weiland.
Oh, that's right. Let Tim go first.
Let's bring Tim in here on our special. Sounds like he's in the studio, but he isn't equipment. Tim, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Dan says you have something for the Burke segment.
Well, you know, I. Yeah.
You're straying.
I do.
Like, are you on the toilet? You're straying.
Yeah. No.
No.
I'm stinking.
I was on the floor because I was shocked you guys went to me. That's why.
Well, why would we not go to you? You're one of us, Tim.
Oh, well,
don't ever forget that.
Well, I want to tell you that I had the honor today of being in a funeral procession of a Pearl Harbor survivor that passed away a couple days ago, and he was my neighbor for 16 years when I lived at a different place in South County, and I got to know Hank quite well, and he was very, very proud of him being a Pearl Harbor survivor, and he told the story, and he had all sorts of pictures, and really, really interesting guy. And today we went to the funeral, and in the procession, we were driving along Lindbergh, and it was quite a long procession, and I just thought it would I kind of lost it because it just made me feel so good what you see veterans do. First of all, they had the Patriot Guard that was part of the procession in the front, but as we went through stoplights where people were stopped, the veterans were actually getting out of their car and saluting the whole. They were saluting the whole procession until it ended. And I just thought that was amazing, and I wanted to pass that along. Henry Metzler was his name, and quite a nice guy. And that was that just shows these veterans out there, man. They need to be saluted.
There is no more cohesive brotherhood than guys that fought together, veterans.
Yeah,
they hang together. And if you go to the South, I don't know how much time you spend in the South. People down South, and I've seen this 100 times. It doesn't matter who the funeral is. It doesn't matter who's in that hearse, who's following. Everybody pulls off the road. They don't do it here, but they do down South. When they see a funeral procession, they pull off the road until it's gone completely through. They stop.
That's very interesting you said that, because Hank's son lives in Oklahoma, and Tim and I were talking, and I said, I lost it when I saw those people saluting, and he said the exact same thing that you do. He said when there's a funeral procession going by, they pull off to the side of the road. He took his cap off one time, and they said, what are you doing? He said, there's a funeral procession going by.
I remember as a kid, I asked my dad, you know, I knew, I'd learned as a kid the headlights on meant, you know, it's a funeral. But I remember asking my dad, why are we pulling over? And he said, we're pulling over out of respect for somebody who passed away. I mean, it was just automatic down there.
Yeah.
So say what you want about the South and people sounding like they're ignorant hicks and all. There's some certain things when it comes to manners and class and just sort of respect that are in certain parts of the country that aren't in other parts of the country. And I always liked seeing that down there.
Yeah, it was very moving, and it just I just thought that was really cool, and to see these guys saluting. But in the same breath, I got to say there's a lot of ignorant people out there, because this procession was going along on Lindbergh, and, of course, the stoplights were going, so people have to let the procession go through. People that were going on southbound 55 trying to exit off to Lindbergh, when their light turned green, they didn't care the procession was going through or not. They went, and they cut in. And, you know, they had to get where they were going.
Yeah,
they
couldn't wait for you're always going to have those, I'm so important that I can't stop 2 minutes, people.
Yeah.
You're always going to have those people.
Yeah, but that's what I want to say. I was very moved by that, and I know how you feel when you salute Memorial Day and veterans and everything. Thought you might enjoy that.
No, that was great to see. I wish I'd seen that. Thank you for your
Thank you for letting me be a part of the Burke segment.
All right, Tim, anytime. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Tim Weiland. Moved.
Yeah.
What he saw today. And now, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We've talked before about how different NPR radio as opposed to this show. It's different. I'm not a listener to NPR. I don't fault anybody that does listen, if that's a. But I just thought this was funny. The other day, they had to send, I guess they send out advisories about upcoming programming and things like that. So they sent this advisory out the other day, and it said, our two stations, please note. So they're sending out to all their affiliates. In today's second hour on horse racing, we will make reference to California Chrome's ownership group, whose name is the Dumbass Partners. We do not feel a formal language advisory is warranted, but wanted to send a simple heads up.
That's NPR.
So they had to warn everybody that you may hear the word dumbass.
Ass. Yeah.
Wow. No, that's NPR. But it's because
they're very formal. They're very formal.
You dumbass.
Which, by the way, I love the name of that group. DAP.
They were definitely not the status quo of horse racing.
And by their own admission, they didn't know a whole lot about horse racing. We're just dumbass partners.
We spent $8,000 on this horse.
Yeah, good for them. Did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Dan Strauss has something.
No, I do not.
You don't?
No.
Well, you acted like you did earlier. You probably, after Tim, you felt, oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't. No, I was going to tell you that Tim had something, because he called in.
Okay, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. We come back after the news, top of the hour. I've been giving some thought to what's been going on in the world the last few years. We got another this morning up in, what, Oregon or something, another knucklehead kid that I didn't even see who the shooter was. Was it a kid? A
they haven't announced yet, I don't think.
And one student got killed. You got the Vegas thing. Did you see the couple? Did you get a good look at them and see their videos on Facebook? The couple
I saw Vegas? Both their Facebook pages last night. Yeah.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. You can say that it's politically incorrect or wrong or whatever you want to say to profile people or to stereotype people. But that guy, especially, that white supremacist, knucklehead, stupid lunatic that shot those cops and shot that guy in Walmart, he looked exactly like I expected him to look. Wild, crazy-eyed, the government's listening in on my stuff. I hate the United States government. I'm going to get it. This guy looked like every skinhead nutbag that you've ever seen on TV, which brings me to this. For all of you younger people who don't like it when somebody tries to tell you how to look or how to dress or don't go to a job interview with your entire arms from shoulder to wrist tattooed or 18 piercings in your face, there is a look that convicts have. There's a look that nuts have. If you want to take on that look, right or wrong, there are going to be people who look at you and go, that guy's a nut. He's an ex-convict. He runs the Ferris wheel at the carnival. Whatever. There just is. Because those people like to flaunt that rebellious, skinhead, swastika Nazi look. Why do you want to look like that? Unless you are one of those people. So that's really what it comes down to when people judge you by your appearance. Yes, you shouldn't judge people. There are lots of other reasons, but you're sort of asking for it. If you want to look like a thug, a criminal, a lunatic, a Nazi, if that's the look you choose, then you just need to be prepared for the treatment you're going to get or the lack of receptive comments and attitude people are going to have toward you. That's it. That's my sermon.
And Colin will have a news story, I think, in the 4 o'clock news. There was a shooting in Festus at the Festus Walmart today.
Oh, Mike. You know what? I got my take on what's happening and why it's happening. I really do. It doesn't mean I'm right, but I think I do. In the world, especially this country. Maybe we'll get into that later. Not for long, just a minute or two. Right now what we're going to talk about is something a lot more pleasant, your new bathroom or kitchen. My wife is now completely addicted to the Property Brothers on HGTV. I'm not kidding. She records them. She watches several episodes. She cannot stop watching it because these guys are geniuses, and they can walk into the dump of dumps and turn it into something that would be showcased in Better Homes and Garden. They're unbelievable. Not unlike the talent that Thompson Price and his people have. They can take your kitchen, your bathroom, I don't care how dated or hideous you think it is, and when they're finished, if you let them do what they do and do it right, that's really the only way they'll do it, you're going to be stunned. And it's not that it's going to be the wow factor right away or that you're going to love it for a year. Everybody likes anything new for a while. It's the way they have the ability to know how to keep it. Something you're going to be thrilled with years and years and years from now. They're able to look down the road. Is this going to hold up for a long, long time? The answer is yes. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Take a look at their website. Get an idea of what kind of work they do. Better yet, go to their showroom in DePere. Get an even better idea. The best idea, though, of what they can do, you won't see till they're finished. And that's what they'll do to transform your kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room. Website is thompsonprice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Wild.
Well, we've got a new accident now. It's on westbound 70 out in front of the airport. It's just before air flight. Looks like the right lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up going through that area. Still working with the accident at T.R. Hughes. And, boy, traffic is slow from Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. Then you're going to be slow just a little west of Wentzville out through Forestell.
Eastbound 70 has about, it looks like about a mile backup approaching Forestville. Also an accident reported now westbound 44 just after Six Flags. It's pouring down rain there. On southbound 55, you're looking like you're still a little bit slow between the Poplar Street Bridge and Highway 44. Westbound 40 Hampton through McCausland. And from Highway 270 out to the Boone Bridge, we've got rain, we've got slow traffic. And this traffic report is brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Thousands of people have already participated in clinical research studies. You may also receive compensation. Visit testwiththebest.com to apply now. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger Catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
All right, once again, I want to send out two thank yous. One to American Equity Mortgage for being part of this show 52 weeks a year, every year for 22 years. And two, I want to thank the other mortgage companies who do their best to call attention to how great American Equity Mortgage is by copying them, by having similar phone numbers, by having similar names. American Mortgage Company, or American, not American Equity Mortgage, but trying to come close and confuse you. You don't confuse AM and the PM people. They're not easily confused. But thank you for the flattering imitation and for saying things like, hey, we've been around for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else? Oh, wow. Okay, how about 22 years at American Equity Mortgage if you're proud of 14? They're really proud of 22. And then just the fact that they've saved so many people so much money and taught people things, taught people the difference between bad debt and good debt. Bad debt, credit card debt. Good debt, using the equity in your home to borrow money to pay off that credit card debt at a much lower interest rate. And they can explain all this a lot more than I do, because after all, they have been doing it 22 years. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-878. 99.99. Don't go away. It's your turn next. Get ready to call us.